And I'm going right to the scripture this morning. John 12. John 12, 24 through 26 says, most assuredly, John 12, 24 through 26, most assuredly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain. And he who loves his life will lose it. And he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Now, if anyone serves me, let him follow me. And where I am, there my servant will be also. And if anyone serves me, say, if anyone serves me. If anyone serves me, says Jesus, my Father will honor. Say, my Father will honor. Now let's have our little moment here where we remember who we are. Please repeat after me. We are spiritual beings. Say it again. Spiritual beings who are one with Christ. Having a human experience. Ooh, thank God for your spirit. Wasn't you just singing about the spirit, Jesus? And our thought for today, I'm continuing with our growth series. And while we're talking about growth, I'm led to continue with a combination of the growth series as well as SOS, which is saving our souls. And I'm doing another little aspect of the dichotomy of the cross. So these are a lot of ideas together, but it will all work out together, I promise you. So this morning, I want us to do something a little different, something I haven't done in a long time, but I really enjoy doing. I want us to just breathe in. Breathe in. Now I want you guys to just stay right here in this sweet moment. What our brother was singing about earlier, the presence, the spirit of the Lord. Just feel his spirit and just breathe it in. Just breathe it out. Breathe in the presence. For in his presence there's fullness of joy. In his presence, that's where we get to be absent from this body. Whatever is going on with us, and we can be present with the Lord. And as we're breathing, I want you to use your wonderful imagination. And I'm going to Genesis 1:1, and I want you to just let your mind, let the Holy Spirit use your mind. And just listen to this. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Just imagine God, the vast sky, and nothing but the earth. Not the planet Earth, but the earth in terms of soil, in terms of dirt. And just see how vast and expansive and far-reaching the sky is. And while you're sitting wherever you are, however your mind is taking you, just see nothing but dirt. The presence of God and just open vastness. of just beautiful broad skies and heard the dark, rich soil that things grow out of, the red clay dirt of our area, the beautiful dirt of the sands of the beaches, and allow your mind to just imagine dirt. How did God come up with dirt, clay, sand, all of the different types of dirt for every area? There is a dirt indigenous to that area. And so as you think, just stay in that presence, in that place of just relaxing and seeing the beautiful open sky. And just an open world with just beautiful, moist, rich dirt. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the dirt. Now let's come back. I love it whenever you get in that soft, sweet place. Just don't want to let go. But I'm going to talk about the dichotomy. And I'm going to do a review on dichotomy and expand on life and dirt, if you will, growth. Remember that dichotomy is a division of contrast between two things that are represented as being opposed or entirely different. Now, a dichotomy usually has to do with two separate things. Up, down. In, out. Night, day. It's some type of opposition there. And while it's represented as being entirely different, that may not be the case. So now that we've had our wonderful spiritual open skies and dirt experience, consider this, y'all. Everything comes up out of the dirt. Everything, somebody said everything, comes up out of the dirt. We can't get away from it. Can we get away from dirt? No, we cannot. No, we cannot. Everything. Think about it, y'all. Even though we're standing on the firm foundation of this building, even though there are paved roads out there, just think, y'all, underneath everything is what? Dirt. Y'all stay with me. Holy Spirit, work it out. So as we think of the SOS and we continue with this idea of the dichotomy of the cross, we are going to go, our SOS this time is shifting our sights. Somebody say, shift our sights, Jesus. See, instead of seeing just dirt, what if we see the place from which we grow? Somebody say, what are you growing out of? We have to grow from somewhere, something. And instead of it being just dirt, we can go deeper with the idea of dirt. So what am I talking about as we shift our sights? This gives us the opportunity to define things as divine. Y'all know how I like playing with words. Somebody say define them and divine them. Define them, divine them. What are we seeing? For the past few weeks, for a little while now, that scripture about unless the seed goes into the ground and dies, that grain go down and dies, there can be no life. What are we seeing when we look back over our life and we think things over and we say we are truly blessed, we have a testimony? What are we seeing? When we move from defining things to divining things, that's one of those places, a growth area, if you will, where we can become more spiritual. Remember, we talked about be like. Well, we've been wrestling and fighting to be like. But when we shift to because of Christ, I am. Because of the difficulty, hardship, trials, I am. Getting a little ahead of myself. Jesus says, very truly, I tell you, listen to this. Very truly, I tell you, unless a kernel of wheat falls into the dirt and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. I thought a kernel and a seed was the same thing. But it says here it produces many seeds. So when we start looking at things from a divine perspective, this gives us the opportunity to, like I say, shift our sights. So basically, we've been taught to see this scripture as Jesus speaking about his imminent death. We've been traditionally taught to see it as death and resurrection. Just as a grain of wheat goes into the ground and must be buried and it must die to produce new life, Jesus was giving us an example of what his sacrificial death would mean for us. And how that gift of seed implantation in the ground, if you will, or the grain of wheat going into the ground is what gives us an abundant spiritual fruit. Somebody say spiritual fruit. Spiritual fruit. And then we have eternal life for those who believe in him. Now, as we shift our sight, this is where the growth, this is where the dirt aspect comes in, if you will. It's not what I was then. Just whatever. You fill in the blank. Whatever I was then doesn't really matter. It's who I am now. Think about that seed. Think about all of that dirt. How did God... Oh, that's the other thing. Thank you, Holy Spirit. When you get a chance, go back and read the creation narrative in Genesis. And just walk through it and let the Holy Spirit paint a picture how it was a vast canvas of opportunity, if you will. And God filled it with life. Read it from a reflective, meditational point of view. starting with the dirt. It is who I am now. Repeat after me. It's who I am now. It is who I am now. It's not who I am. Wait a minute. It is who I am now. It is who I am now. But at the same time, it's not who I am now. Do y'all get that? Am I too deep this morning? Am I? Uh-oh. Everybody put the masks on, little oxygen masks. Put the oxygen masks on and think with me this morning. Because, see, when we shift, y'all, I can't even stop moving. When we shift, we have to shift our sights. And whenever we shift our sights, the Holy Spirit also has to, well, we have to have a Pauline experience where the scales fall off our eyes. I'm going to say it again. It's not what or who I was then. It is who I am now. At the same time, that dichotomy is not who I am now. But somebody say it's because of who I am becoming. Who I am becoming. See, the oak tree is in the acorn. You see that little acorn? How many years does it take for that little acorn to grow into a great big tree that brings forth more acorns? That acorn says, that ain't who I am. Or that tree looks back and says, that's not who I am. It's also not who I'm becoming because you got the sapling. And for us on a spiritual being or from a spiritual perspective, it really is about who we are now as well as who we are not, but who we are becoming. So I'm going to talk about growing out of the dirt. Growing out of the dirt. What was that line you said in the song? And I just wanted to start doing, you know, just the song you sang, and it had the line, something about growth in it. Pour out your spirit. Pour out your spirit on me. It has a part in there. It had something about make me grow. I'm sorry for putting you on the spot. But the song that y'all sang, when it had make me grow in it, it didn't it say something about make me grow? All I could see was the little seed in the dirt. Make me grow. So we all grow out of the dirt. And that's because we are shifting our sights. See, I'm finding for me, y'all, I can't keep looking at what's going wrong. As happy and joyful as I can be right here with y'all, sometimes whenever I'm in my own space, I have to just, I'm a spiritual being having a human experience. But you know, you can't run away from your own self. Try it. So when we start looking at things and allowing the Holy Spirit to divine things for us divinely, I can see souls instead of sin. I can see righteousness instead of all this going wrong. I can see, even though things ain't the way I want it to be, but doggone it, I can be happy anyway. Because guess what? The way it is now, it surely is not the way it was. And the way it is now is nothing compared to what it's going to be. Amen. That's why we have to shift our sights, y'all. That's why we have to appreciate dirt. Okay. There's a thing called PTSG. PTSG is called post-traumatic stress growth. And that's us growing out of our trauma, growing out of the stress. And we have to see truly through spiritual eyes, whether we peeping like a newborn baby or we are a fully wizened elder member of society, either way, our eyes have to develop. Miss Veda, do you remember being a baby, being held by your mom? You do not. But I bet you something you can remember. I bet you remember holding Deneen. I bet Deneen doesn't remember being held by you. But you remember that. And now you see her as an amazing, virtuous woman of God, going, living, being. Can you hold her in your arms and rock her for a little while now? You did, though. Oh, y'all following me, aren't you? Where we are is not where we're going. And where we have been, because I have been trying to imagine myself being in my mom's womb, and it just, I can't see it. But I bet you I was there. Of course, sometimes be like, well, you know, they might have did get you out the cabbage patch. But I just don't believe. So even so, I still came up out of the dirt. So when I'm talking about growth out of trauma and stress, sometimes all we can see is the pain. All we can see is the struggle. All we can see is the pain. That's why we call it post-traumatic stress growth. We are all growing out of something, y'all. And it's up to us to split the dichotomy and start to see or shift to seeing the unity, the oneness, in the harmony of our growth. What better time than now, y'all? Flowers are coming up, lilies, daffodils. What you call those things? You blow them, it starts out as a little flower, and then it get a throw, and then you blow them away. I can't think of what you call them. Dandelions. The dandelion doesn't come out with the throw. That's the way we are. We don't just pop out and here we are. Somebody say we grow. So sometimes post-traumatic stress growth holds us a little tighter than it needs to. But we have to see the unity of what it is God is showing us and where he is taking us. That's why we have to ask, what are we seeing? Divine eyes. What are we seeing? And I'm going to go back to Luke 24, 5 through 6. Why do we seek the living among the dead? He is not here. We have to be aware of when we are looking at where we are now, where we want to be, and all the places that we are, what are we seeing when we're looking? Do we see just dirt? Do we see an open plain? Do we only see the wrongdoings, the bitterness, the rage? When we look at whatever we are looking at, that's why I don't name too many things. Somebody, it might be their sickness. Are you seeing only the sickness? Are you seeing only the pain? Are you seeing only the lack? As we grow, are you looking for the living among the dead? We're looking for prosperity, but all we can seem to see is poverty. We won't see it. It's not there because that's dead. Why do you seek the living among the dead? That's not just Jesus in the tomb. That's what God has for us as we continue to come out of the tomb. As we grow, somebody say, as we grow up out of the dirt. When something grows out of the dirt, you get that little thingy, the little teeny tiny seed. That's why the pictures have the little leaf coming up with the hand. That is God inviting us, whatever we're in, come on up, come on up, come on up. Now, imagine when we get really, really big and we're one of those great big trees, like those trees in Yellowstone Park, those great, can you imagine God, like he did today, pour the rain out? Come on up. 1,000 feet tall, but no matter how tall we get, oh, I think it was Luther Barnes that says, no matter how high I get, I'm still looking up to you. No matter how much dirt it seems to be around me, no matter how much my human eyes can't seem to see the salvation of the Lord in my situation, I have been taught to see dirt. Just dirt. But y'all know what we can see now? We see the place from which we are growing. It's the subtle shift. Somebody say subtle shift. We have to make the subtle shift. Because I'm going to say this one more time. We cannot spell salvation without the Son or sin. I know I don't talk about sin a whole lot and stuff because to me, he shifted my focus. It's not about my shame. It's not about my fear. It's not about my failures. Y'all remember that? I didn't fail geometry, Jesus. I was free. It's a subtle shift from failure to freedom. It's a subtle shift from salvation to sin. Because we cannot spell salvation without the Son or sin, and we absolutely cannot have salvation, a shift, without the Son. Somebody say, we got to come up out of the dirt. We can't get away from it. I don't care how hard we try, something is going to remind us of our humanity. Oh, but guess what? I can't separate my heart from my heartbeat. And I can't separate my lungs from the air. So as spiritual beings, how can we grow? How can we allow the Holy Spirit to grow in us, to help us to see, what are you seeing? Ask yourself, what am I seeing? Jesus said, most assuredly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. The dirt has to be there. But if it dies, just think about it. If the stuff come and then it goes, guess what it says? It produces much grain. This stuff produces much grain. Whatever it was that I done back there, guess what? I'm wise now. And I know how not to do that anymore. See, if I don't make mistakes, I'm not going to learn. And how am I going to learn without making mistakes? How is the dirt, if you will, of my doubt ever becoming the soil of my faith? They cannot be separated. It has to die because it produces, it says it produces much grain. He who loves his life must lose it. And he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. That means just shift and grow, y'all. Just shift and grow. Because guess what? Nobody is staying still. Eternal life is how we go from one process to another, one process to another, one growth process to another. That's eternal life. not just the life after what happens when this physical mortal body is no more living, but what does eternal life look right here and now? This is eternal life. The rain, we probably go out there and probably about 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, it could be sunny and hot. Change and growth moves quickly. And Jesus says, and if anyone serves me, let him follow me. And where I am, there my servant will be also. Jesus is right there with us, y'all. Whether we're dried and it's almost a drought, or whether we are like that tree that's planted by the rivers of water, bearing fruit. Wherever we are, he is with us. And guess what he says? If anyone serves me, my Father will honor. If anybody realizes that no matter how cool we are, it's going to be some dirt. No matter how many beautiful corpses people bring us called flowers, once they get cut away from that stem, see, the root is still in the dirt. We cannot grow. We cannot exist. Somebody say, without the dirt. Stand up this morning. What are we growing out of this morning? Somebody say, everything comes out of the dirt. It's not just dirt. It's not just hardship. It's not just sickness. It's not just disappointment. It's the place that we're growing out of. Sticking with that growth imagery and seeds. And I remember one time my dad had a garden. And sometimes he would use that bagged fertilizer. Y'all remember the bagged fertilizer? And then one year he had some like real manure, chicken manure or something. And he put that stuff down, and I'm telling you, everything grew. What does that have to do with our growth process? Sometimes the stinkier, the more putrid and ratchet and wretched it is, don't nothing grow you like manure. Shift our sights, y'all. It may be stinky, but honey, the higher we grow, the higher we reach and know that God's hand is reaching back down to us. No matter how large or how high or tall, he's still right there watering us. Like the rain of today, cleansing us. So how can we shift our sights as we go into our life, into our place of being, as we grow? Lord, thank you. In the beginning, you created the heavens and earth. Open our eyes to see the salvation, less struggle. The salvation, less sickness. The salvation, less disappointment. Shift us so we can see it's not dirt. It's what we're growing out of. And we all have to grow out of something. And for this, we say thank you. We ask you that as you wash, as you cleanse us, help us to also remember there's a place where forgiveness is in there. And so, God, we ask you to forgive us in all the different ways in which we need to be forgiven. For trying too hard and not trying hard enough. For not knowing how to try, Jesus. Forgive us as you strengthen and shift us and show the importance of us forgiving others. It is an exchange. It's the beauty of the dichotomy of the cross. And so we say, thank you, God, thank you, God, for using the second thing you created to help us see our growth. Dirt, Jesus. Thank you. In everything, we give thanks because of you, we are growing. Even when it seems like we're stagnated, stuck, and still, we are growing. So help us to see the salvation of you wherever we are and our growth. Thank you for changing post-traumatic stress growth into a place of power, of salvation, of truth, and gratitude with you, our God. And as we receive these words of prayer, Lord, let us also receive this benediction as we go forth remembering. It's just dirt, Jesus. But we come up out of that dirt. And so we say, now unto him that is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless, dirtless, before the presence of his glory with exceeding great joy. God bless you. Go forth and grow in the name of Jesus.